Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And they all came back with reports, and you know, they told us what they think is going on in these different departments. We asked them to identify some of the problems. Then we took that information and we transitioned that into our transition team, who are also looking at different departments to try to figure out what type of leadership that we need. But one of the basic problems that we discovered was the structure of how City Hall manages itself is not effective. There's currently a format where there's one deputy mayor, and each of the different departments goes through the deputy mayor. That means over a dozen departments reporting to one person. It's not a model of success. And it's created a pinch point where if you needed to get something done, you had to get through that one person, you had to find that one person. No modern company would operate this way. If you think of Buffalo as a company, it would be a $640 million company with 12 different departments and over 3,000 employees. Can't put all that through one person. City needs to be nimble. It needs to be responsive. Commissioners need to be able to run their departments. They need to be hands-on, but they also need to be provided guidance in management and supports to keep them all on the program and rowing the boat in the same direction. So we're changing that structure, and today we're announcing a four deputy mayor model to govern the City of Buffalo. This model is based on the New York State model, and that's what we call the deputy secretary model, where each deputy secretary will have under their portfolio several different departments of New York State government. So each deputy mayor will oversee between 2 and 5 different departments. This whole change is designed to promote accountability, create clear lines of communication, and to have a nimble government that can react and can change. Critically, this reorganization will save the taxpayers dollars. During the campaign and my work with the strike team and the transition team, my mandate to them has been clear. I want you to bring me the best, the brightest, the most highly qualified, experienced professionals who will come work for city government. And I'm here to report today that we have found 4 terrific candidates who fit that bill. So it's my pleasure today to announce as one deputy mayor, Thomas Baines. You can clap for Thomas. Thomas brings more than a decade of experience in housing, economic development, public and private leadership experience to City Hall. Currently, he's the Deputy Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development for Erie County. He's a lawyer, and he's been a private lawyer, and he founded the Baines Law Firm. prior roles included being the executive director of the Batavia Housing Authority and the director of administration and finance for the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency. Thomas will be responsible for the Office of Strategic Planning, the Department of Permits and Inspection, the Buffalo Urban Renewal Agency, the Buffalo Urban Development Corporation, and BMHA. Eugenio Rusi, the second deputy mayor. He brings decades of government and community leadership to the administration. Currently, Gino is the chair of ECMC. Previously, he was executive director of the Hispanics United of Buffalo, and he turned that agency around quickly to become an effective, nimble agency providing services to the Hispanic population of the city of Buffalo. But before he did that, he spent 30 years as a manager in government. He was a regional director of the New York State Division of Parole. One of his mandates under that was to have to go to different parole offices around the state, work in that office, and whip those offices into shape. He's also an Air Force veteran, and his departments will be the most expensive to run departments in the city of Buffalo, and that is the Buffalo Fire Department and the Buffalo Police Department. So the public safety portfolio will be under Gino. We're going to guarantee the best public safety that we can provide to the city of Buffalo, and I'm very excited to bring him to the team. We're also announcing today Ben Swanekamp. Ben also brings extensive experience in municipal government, budgeting, and intergovernmental affairs. His experience in emergency management is also something that was very attractive. He played a senior role in the county's Emergency Operations Center, and he coordinated the county's winter storm response. Currently, he's the chief of staff for Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. He's a member of both the New York State and the Erie County Democratic Executive Committee. Previously, he was Erie County's Deputy Budget Director. He was Erie County's Director of Public Policy. And early in his career, he worked for the New York State Senate, and he chaired or was a staffer for the Committee on Commerce, Economic Development, and Small Business, which ironically is the committee that I currently chair in the New York State Senate. Ben will have the following departments under his purview: the administration and finance, all the numbers. He'll have assessment and taxation, more numbers. The management information systems, public works and parks, and parking enforcement. Welcome, Ben. The final deputy mayor in alphabetical order is Maria White. Not sure where to start with Maria's extensive resume, but she brings a distinguished record of both public service and executive leadership. She's currently the chief impact officer and the chief of staff of the Community Foundation for Greater Buffalo. Previously, she was Erie County's deputy county executive. She served three terms as a majority leader of the Erie County Legislature, and she was the executive director of the Coalition for Economic Justice. Her departments will include community services, citizen services, human resources, labor relations, and law. Welcome, Maria White. Also announcing today, the chief of staff, and the chief of staff will be Gabriella Harrington. She'll serve as the chief of staff, and that is the external conduit for other municipalities and the day-to-day operation of the mayor's office. She has worked with me since my assembly days. She's currently the deputy chief of staff in my Senate office. She's been the policy advisor and director of community affairs in the Senate, director of personnel projects in the Assembly, and she's a staff development and public police coordinator when she worked at Catholic Charities. Welcome, Gabby Harrington. So when we set out to search for the best and brightest, you cross your fingers and you hold your breath and you hope that the best and brightest would want to come in to city government. We all know city government is facing immense challenges. Some people prefer to walk away from challenges. Other people prefer to headlong face challenges. And the people we have assembled behind us are up for the job of facing the challenges of City Hall. I can't tell you how pleased I am that they are joining my administration. And thank you to each and every one of you and your families for joining the administration. Any questions from any of the media here, from myself, or any of the assembled people behind me? Sure.
Wonder, is this the best move for people presumably making high salaries?
Yeah. The best move for the city of Buffalo is to be able to provide services to the people who live in the city of Buffalo, to plow the streets, to fix the potholes, to rebuild the neighborhoods. And you can't do it under the old outdated model that the city was operating under. So first and foremost, this is the best way to structure a management team for the city of Buffalo. And into the idea of costs, we are going to pay for this. This will be budget neutral. We're going to pay for it by eliminating redundant positions that currently exist in City Hall. So it's a win-win in terms of bringing in a fantastic new management style with a fantastic new management team and at no additional cost to the residents of the city of Buffalo. Yes, we're going to have commissioners for each department, and when commissioners have problems, need assistance, they will reach out to the deputy mayors, who will be their direct report. So they will report directly to those deputy mayors.
How many redundancies are you planning on
eliminating? By the end of December, we'll be submitting a resolution to the city council for their approval, and that will address exactly what positions are changing. That's a moving target right now because we're still examining various departments in city government. So we're not rock solid on there, and we're not talking too much in specifics today because there are people in some of those positions, and we need to let them know that those positions will be eliminated.
So are you expecting then the deputy mayors to really hold those commissioners
accountable when there are situations where people are complaining that the street wasn't plowed? Is that where the road? Yeah, this is where the rubber meets the road, right? So you appoint commissioners, but you can't let the commissioners wander into the wild themselves and only periodically have to report to the mayor about what's going on in their departments. So this will provide an active management style, so every commissioner will know exactly who they reach out to. The deputy mayors will be meeting with commissioners on a regular scheduled basis where they'll be reviewing what's happening in their department. How is their budget? Are they keeping within their budget parameters? What's their overtime numbers looking like? And why are we getting complaints from the citizens about work in your department? And they will work with the commissioners to address those problems and remedy anything that comes up. But we are putting, in fact, intentionally and strategically, is an active management style. You know, this is how you get best results out of government. This is how other highly functioning form of governments operate, and we are going to adopt that management style. First of all, I've talked to the weather gods, and there will be no snowstorms this winter, so you can rest assured of that. Right now, the transition team is interviewing candidates for every department in city government. Some candidates, some current commissioners have applied. Other current commissioners have said they are not remaining with the administration. Some have retired, others have moved on. So part of what we're doing now is making those reviews and decisions. The transition team is interviewing hundreds of people. We've received over 1,700 resumes, and soon they will be recommending groups of candidates to me for my review and for me to interview them. And if all goes well, we hope to start making those announcements in the next several weeks.
Have any outside foundations committed grant money to make this budget?
We're working on that now, and we hope soon to be announcing a partnership between major philanthropic organizations and the city of Buffalo in an effort to align the values of the foundations and align the values of city government. So stay tuned, Nate, on that one. We will be providing more information as that coalesces.
Just for all four deputies
will mostly be working with the commissioners and where the commissioners do their daily work. So some will be on the second floor, but most importantly, they will be spending less time in their offices and more time in the field and on the streets and in the offices of the commissioner to make sure that those departments are running as I want them to run.
How many deputy commissioners have experience on the county level and in the Golden Heart administration with that intentional?
My mandate was to go find the best and the brightest, the people with the most relevant experience. And after reviewing them, this is the people with the most relevant experience. I'm honored that people from the Poland Cars administration have chosen to come work in city government. A lot of people come into government because they want the challenges. And County Executive Poland Cars inherited a county government that was a mess. And they worked very hard with this, some of the people on the team behind me to turn around county government. So in many ways, the county government is a model. So people who are looking to accept challenges are looking for the next problem. And the next problem they want to put their talents toward is righting the ship of the city of Buffalo. Haven't had any of those direct conversations because we have a system set up. Which is going to be something new to City Hall. There's going to be systems and programs, and it's going to work on a regular basis. And right now, the system is we have posted all those jobs. People are applying for those jobs, and we're going to pull the best and the brightest out of that pool. And if the best and brightest happens to be a person who's currently in the job, they will remain. But it's a competitive process, so they will be competing against other applicants in an open market.
Have you talked to anyone who's at City Hall, though? Onboarding the City Hall is a little antiquated. They accept many people up and going. Is that a concern coming into a busy winter, January 1st, and having so much turnover?
We've had good communications with the acting mayor and their personnel department. We're confident we're going to be able to get the onboarding all in place by January 1st, but it is a challenge. Yeah, keep in mind that the city of Buffalo runs on a May 31st to May 31st budget. So I'll be coming in the office on January 1st with a budget that's already in place. And we know that that budget that's already in place is in deficit. It wasn't structurally balanced to start. So we have to work to get out of this year with the hole that will be apparent. We're going to have to come up with many solutions to fill that hole. But the bad news is the problem we have in this year's budget is carrying directly over to next year's budget. So we have a really good team, including people from the CUNY Institute, the Bloomberg School of Government. They've joined forces. We're dissecting the budget right now, but we're not looking just at one budget year. We are looking at a four-year plan that accurately and honestly talks about the expenditures of the city of Buffalo and the anticipated revenues, because we are done with structurally unbalanced budgets in City Hall. So in April, I will be proposing a budget, and that budget will be an honest budget that exposes the structural weaknesses that have been carried on for over a decade in the City Hall. Everything is on the table. We're looking at ways to make government more efficient, cheaper to operate, but at the same time, we're looking at all different revenue sources. So there's going to be several revenue streams that are underperforming in the city of Buffalo. Right now, we collect about 7% of our outstanding fines in fees. So the more we're able to bring in those types of revenue sources, the less we have to rely on property tax increases. And this is why we've also made the early overtures and went to Albany to meet with the governors, budget directors, and the finance directors for the Assembly and the Senate, is just to put there, in plain facts, just how structurally unbalanced we are. And we will be coming up with a four-year plan that'll close that gap. But that gap closure is going to be a lot softer of a landing if, in fact, our partners in New York State will assist us. And that's what we're endeavoring to do. But right now, there are so many different revenue lines that we're trying to get to perform. And at the same time, Nate, we are trying to understand just how deep the budget hole is. Because as Eileen recently stated, now there's a new number out there of how bad the deficit is. We won't know for sure until we get the keys on January 1.
Any more on topics before we wrap up the podium?
I have one. Could each of the deputies maybe just explain their vision for their departments moving forward?
Start. So as we've been discussing for quite a bit here, first and foremost, the most significant issue facing the city is finances. And so getting the budget under control is my absolute top priority. The mayor mentioned honest budgeting and making sure we're using real numbers and being as straight with the council and the public as possible. That's priority one. Public Works obviously has an enormous challenge ahead of it. Aging equipment, a highway barn that is collapsing, and there's a lot of ways we can modernize, improve the fleet, and ensure that Buffalo residents get the best snow removal services possible. When I was in the County Emergency Operations Center during the 22 December blizzard and seeing bodies come in to our makeshift morgue there, and knowing about the challenges that Buffalo was facing, it became a real passion point for me of wanting to improve service delivery in Buffalo and making sure that situation never happens again. And I look forward to working with our Public Works Commissioner to ensure that the City of Buffalo is a place that's known for great snow removal and expedient clearing to keep our citizens safe.
Good morning. Good morning. Again, my name is Thomas Baines, native of the city of Buffalo. I grew up right on in near the zoo. So this is a major undertaking for me as a lifelong Buffalonian. My vision for the department is to make sure that, especially as it pertains to permits and inspections, is to be more customer-focused, customer-oriented, to work in a way that is consistent, reliable, and that when people engage with it, they can appreciate the fact that we're just doing processes that allow for anybody who engages with us to be just functional, simply functional. On the side of Office of Strategic Planning, we have many visions for the city of Buffalo. We intend to hire a director of neighborhoods, a person whose focus is to identify the needs of the respective neighborhoods so that each neighborhood can have an intentional plan for it. We have great plans for revitalizing downtown. We know that we have to deal with downtown in a contemporary way, and we hope to do that. As Ben mentioned, we have this crisis of the fiscal issues that we're dealing with, so that's paramount right now. And once we get that under control, then we can do a lot more initiatives in the world of affordable housing, housing affordability in the form of single family home ownership. So there's a slew of things that we have on the horizon, and I'm excited to bring that to the city of Buffalo. So thank you.
Thank you for the question, and I'll start with just some overarching comments and then a little bit more directly about the departments that would be reporting to me. At a gathering last night, I shared with the mayor-elect one of my favorite James Baldwin quotes, which is, "Not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced." So I'm super excited about the opportunity to go to City Hall with this team and face down some of our biggest challenges and The mayor-elect talked a lot about the challenges, but also to seize the greatest opportunities. We have so much as a possibility in this city, and I want to be able to not only face the challenges, but also to seize those opportunities. And we're going to succeed at doing that because the mayor-elect has put together really the best team. Why is it the best team? It feels like the best team because of the diverse credentials and work experience, professional expertise that you've seen here, as well as the diverse lived experience and backgrounds of the candidates that are here in front of you. When it comes to the specific departments, we'll start with human resources and labor relations. The workforce in city government desperately deserves to be invested in to support their professional development so that they can deliver quality service to our community. They are civil servants. They are dedicated civil servants. They deserve that investment. When it comes to labor relations, nearly every contract in the city of Buffalo is expired. Nearly every union contract is expired. Those that are not expired will expire within the mayor's first year. So we've certainly got to get a handle on that right away and negotiate solid contracts that are good for the taxpayers and good for our workers. And when it comes to community services, that's often the front line of working directly with our community. I'll say, you know, we tried during the strike team process to get an inventory of every city building along with the leases that may be operating with nonprofit organizations operating out of those community services. We weren't able to get a handle on that. So those are some of the things we're going to have to do, as well as using the opportunity to really work with our community and our neighborhoods. So I'm looking forward not only to facing the challenges, friends, but also to seizing our greatest opportunities.
Well, my name is Eugenio Russi, and a lot of people don't know how to say that, so everybody calls me Gino. And I'm a problem solver. That's what I've done the majority of my life. Actually started it here at Duval College a long time ago. But we know that we got some issues with the fire department and the police department. And like I said, I'm a problem solver. So my charge is to go in there, work with the commissioner, try to resolve those issues, and move the department forward. This community deserves good protection. People pay a lot of money for their property. They don't want it burned to the ground. They live in the neighborhoods. They want peace. They want quiet. They want to be able to enjoy their neighbors. They don't want to be fighting with one another, shooting one another. So my job is going to be to help the police department do that job and do it very, very well, to help the police, fire department to do the same thing. That's what my charge is, and that's what I intend to do. And I thank Mayor Ryan for choosing me to lead this endeavor. Thank you very much.
I'm very proud of the team that we have put together. I am confident this team will help lead the city of Buffalo forward. But I wanted to give thanks to everybody from the team who chose to come on board. Running into problems isn't everyone's skill set, but everyone here is a problem solver. Everyone here wants to face challenges, but everyone here also is deeply committed to the city of Buffalo. They love the city of Buffalo, and they want to make it a better city for everyone who lives in the city of Buffalo. Final thing, coming into government is a lot of work. Dr. Cannon will tell you, her co-chairing the transition committee is phone calls at 11 o'clock at night while you're doing your other job. But it's a nonstop job being involved in government, and you can only do this if you have the support of your family. So there are several family members here today. My wife, Kathy, is here. I know there are spouses and moms and dads. Thank you to the families for allowing and supporting, you know, your loved one, who are going to be working very hard under very stressful conditions. But it only works if everyone works together. So thank you to them. I just want to recognize the sacrifice that you will all be making to allow this team to move forward and function to build the better Buffalo we all so want so much.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.